You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Transport Minister Simeon Brown announced that Auckland's rail network will close for 96 days, with an additional 53 days where operations will be reduced. Brown cites multiple reasons for these closures, which are to develop and upgrade Auckland's rail network. I spoke to the National Coordinator of the Public Transport Users Association New Zealand, John Reeves, about this announcement, what the association's thoughts are regarding the matter, and what this will mean for public transport users. Transport Minister Simeon Brown has indicated that the Auckland rail network is set to fully close for 96 days next year, as well as an additional 53 days where operations will operate at a reduced capacity. Are the Public Transport Users Association concerned about the mass amount of train services will be inoperational or at least reduced?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, the network has to be upgraded, and to do that, we do have to close sections of lines. We understand that. And it is an inconvenience, that's for sure, but for about the last 20-odd years in the upgrade of the Auckland network from a decrepit system, we have closed the line, especially over sort of Christmas, January months. So the 96 days, when you combine them together, sounds like a lot, but it is actually spread over about 13 or 14 months. So it's an inconvenience for sure. It's a bit annoying, I totally agree, but it's something that has to be done. It's a necessary evil to get it completed, the network ready for the City Rail Link.
As you mentioned, the reason why Simeon Brown announced these rail closures is because of upgrading old track foundations, adapting foundations to be more weather resilient, replacing worn rail and sleepers, improvements to bridges and tunnels, and upgrading vital infrastructure ahead of the City Rail Link opening. Have we seen much disruptions to public transport frequency prior to the announcements of these developments?
Oh yeah, Auckland, anyone who uses the Auckland Rail Network will know about the regular line closures, and it is annoying, and especially annoying when you have to catch a rail bus replacement, which I think many of your listeners will agree, substandard by comparison to catching a train. So it's an annoyance, and also an annoyance, I should imagine, also people who are needing to use mobility scooters or wheelchairs, they'll find it harder. It's one of these things that we really have to do, so when the City Rail Link is open, it's fully functional from day one. And that's when everyone will appreciate the work that's gone into it, I believe.
Are you aware of whether the government has indicated the availability of other public transport services during these periods of closure, such as through, like you said, replacement buses?
Well, AT always puts on rail bus replacements. However, from personal experience and experience from many of our members, they're usually suboptimal. I mean, I've been left in places like Penrose at midnight on a Friday night, Saturday night, because the rail bus replacement never arrived. And there's no way you can communicate with AT, because AT conveniently closed their telephone service at 8 p.m. So what needs to happen is AT needs to lift their game. This time, it's about time. I mean, we pay AT and the senior management a lot of money. They need to deliver for the people of Auckland on proper rail bus replacements that work on time, that can also carry people who need to be in mobility scooters, but mostly turn up. And I would suggest they even extend their telephone call centre hours right through till the last rail bus replacement service operates.
Do you believe that these replacement services will be adequate enough in transporting the mass amount of commuters using, or who would be using, the rail network, especially during times of like peak hours?
Yeah, the peak hour services, that's where rail bus replacements can fall down, because obviously even if you put a decker bus on, that can carry 70, 80 people versus a train, one train set can carry 350 people. So they do have to make sure they've brought in a lot more buses ready for this. I'm not sure where they're going to magic up more buses and, importantly, more bus drivers. So it's something that AT is, fingers crossed, we as ratepayers pay AT. So let's see if they're going to deliver for us.
Is the Public Transport Users Association concerned that these cuts to the rail network will further cause a sort of distrust to the public transport accessibility in Tamaki Makaurau?
Well, what we do notice is when you do put rail bus replacement services on, you do get a decline on people using those sort of routes and then the train numbers immediately after. London Transport actually did a study, and they found they lose 70% of their patronage when they can close a line and put rail bus replacements on. So, and I'm sure there's similar figures here for Auckland as well. So it's going to be necessary that AT convinces people to come back to trains once they've finished their work. But one thing we would really like to see as a matter of goodwill or a gesture of goodwill, is that AET reduces the fares for anyone who has to catch a rail bus replacement. Why should you pay the same price for a modern, convenient, fast, reliable train service when you're given a bus which is slow, fingers crossed it turns up, and yes, they are less convenient. So we'd like to see a reduction and maybe a nominal figure like 40, 50% off, something like that, for people forced to catch a rail bus replacement.
And do you think the government will sort of subsidise this as the Public Transport Services Association, Users Association is urging for?
Well, this would be up to Auckland Transport to go to NZTA and the Minister, Simeon Brown, and ask for additional funding so they can offer a discount to passengers. I mean, the government just doesn't willy-nilly make funding available. Someone has to apply for it and say we need it. So this is AET's job now to do some work. So we always hear many excuses from AET why things can't be done or what have you. We have that almost on a daily basis. But we need AET now to do the work and maybe get some more funding out of Simeon Brown so we can have a good reward for passengers who use rail bus replacements in the knowledge that better train services will eventuate in the future.
That was the National Coordinator of the Public Transport Users Association New Zealand, John Reeves, on Transport Minister Simeon Brown announcing mass rail network closures for next year and what this will mean for public transport users.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.